This is Radio Nepal, I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Chhath festival, observed as common cultural symbol of Tarai Madhes, beginning from today, President and Prime Minister extend best wishes. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba claims there are no other greater power than people, and people are the masters of the country. And Nobel Peace Prize winner Malala Yousafzai ties the knot during an Islamic ceremony in England. Now, the news in detail. The Chhath festival, observed as a common cultural symbol of Tarai Madhes, is beginning from today. The festive fanfare has been seen in different parts including Gauri Ghat, Kupandol of Kathmandu Valley as well. The festival is dedicated to the sun god, with offerings made to the rising and setting sun. It is observed for 4 days, from Kartik Shukla Chaturthi to Kartik Shukla Saptami, as per the lunar calendar. It usually falls between October and November in the Gregorian calendar. The sun, considered as the god of energy and of the life force, is worshipped during the Chhath festival to promote well-being, prosperity and progress. The ritual of Chhath festival includes taking holy bath, fasting and worshipping the sun for a long time and offering prasad and argha to the rising sun and rising and setting sun. Chhath is the festival of bathing and worshipping that follows a period of abstinence and segregation of the worshipper from the main household for 4 days. During this period, the worshipper observes purity and sleeps on the floor on a single blanket. This is the only holy festival which has no involvement of any priest. The devotees offer their prayers to the setting sun and then the rising sun in celebrating its glory as the cycle of birth starts with the death. It is seen as the most glorious form of sun worship. The festival, which is observed as a common cultural symbol in Tarai, has expanded across hilly and mountainous areas lately. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has extended best wishes to all the Nepalese at home and abroad on the occasion of Chhath festival. She has wished all peace and prosperity. In a congratulatory message on the occasion, President Bidya Devi Bhandari said that geographically, socially and culturally diverse society like Nepal, festival like Chhath further bolsters mutual unity, goodwill and brotherhood, thereby further strengthening national amity. Likewise, Vice President Nanda Bahadur Pun has also expressed his confidence that Chhath festival would bolster mutual goodwill, tolerance, fraternity and unity, thereby further strengthening national unity. In a congratulatory message on the occasion of Chhath festival, Vice President Pun dubbed Chhath festival, where the rising and setting sun is worshipped, to be the unique festival in the world, stating that Nepal is a secular country with multiple languages, religion, cultures, ethnic communities and biodiversity. Vice President Pun said that diverse culture and traditions had been further strengthening national unity. Drawing the attention towards the growing risk of COVID-19, he urged the devotees to observe Chhath festival complying with the health safety protocols. Similarly, Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba has extended best wishes to all the Nepalese at home and abroad on the occasion of Chhath festival. He had wished all peace, prosperity, good health and longevity. In a message of best wishes today, Prime Minister Deoba has argued that unity in diversity and social amity were instances of our cultural practices. Prime Minister Deoba asserted that Chhath festival was an exemplary festival that has helped foster goodwill and unity among all Nepalese. Appealing one and all to observe the festival with fervor, the Prime Minister wished that may this festival further augment the feelings of mutual goodwill and tolerance. Likewise, CPN Maoist Center Chair Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda and Chief Minister of Sudur Pashchim Province Trilochan Bhatta has also wished on the occasion of Chhath festival. Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deoba has said there are no other greater power than the people, and the people are the masters of the country. Speaking at the program organized today on the occasion of 107th birth anniversary of the founding leader of the Nepali Congress, Ganesh Man Singh, Prime Minister Deoba said that there is an election commission for holding fair elections. On a different note, Prime Minister Deoba said that the Constitution of Nepal did not provide for the dissolution of the parliament under normal circumstances and expressed the view that this provision was made for political stability in the country. He clarified that the final interpretation of the Constitution is done by the Supreme Court and everyone must accept the interpretation of the court. He further added that the Nepal's Constitution is one of the inclusive in the world and claimed it has ensured the inclusion of all classes and communities. He was of the view that any problem in the Constitution could be resolved through democratic means. Prime Minister Deoba added that true respect for leader Ganesh Man Singh would be possible only if democracy was made sustainable and prosperous by successful implementation of the Constitution. Temperature across the country, including in the Kathmandu Valley, is gradually dropping as the winter sets in. Today, minimum temperature in the Kathmandu Valley was measured at 9 degrees Celsius. According to meteorologist Manju Basi, cold has been primarily felt in the morning and evening these days. She added, no immediate winter rainfall is likely and the cold arrives in Nepal with the influence of the westerly wind. Currently, the hilly areas of the country are partly cloudy and there is mainly fair weather in the rest of the country. In the afternoon, there will be partly to generally cloudy weather in the hilly regions of the Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. As per the latest updates from the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the maximum temperature of the Kathmandu Valley for today was 24 degrees Celsius. You're listening to Radio Nepal's News in English. Now on to some international update. Nobel Peace Prize winner Malala Yousafzai has tied the knot with her partner during an Islamic ceremony in England. She and Asher Malik took part in a nikah ceremony where the bride and groom consent to be married. The 24-year-old activist said it was a precious day in her life. The Pakistani women's rights activist found refuge in England after being shot in the head by the Taliban in 2012. Malala, now 24, was 15 when she was targeted by the Taliban in Pakistan for speaking up for the rights of girls to be educated. She survived the assault in which a militant boarded her school bus in northwestern Swat Valley and opened fire, wounding two of her school friends as well as Malala herself. Poland's Prime Minister has accused Russian President Vladimir Putin of being behind a migrant crisis at Belarus's border with Poland. Mateusz said that the Belarus's authoritarian leader, a close ally of Mr. Putin, is orchestrating the crime, but it has its mastermind in Moscow. At least 2,000 migrants are stuck at the border in freezing condition. Belarus's leader Alexander Lukashenko denies claims it is sending people over the border in revenge for EU sanctions. Many of the migrants are young men, but there are also women and children, mostly from the Middle East and Asia. They are camping in tents just inside Belarus, trapped between Polish guards on the one side and Belarusian guards on the other. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Chhat festival observed as common cultural symbol of Tarai Madhes beginning from today. President and Prime Minister extend best wishes. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba claims there are no other greater power than people, and people are the masters of the country. And Nobel Peace Prize winner Malala Yousafzai ties the knot during an Islamic ceremony in England. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.